fine. Roll the credits, there's no happy ending. The monsters got over the wall and tore us apart. Pull the curtain, there's no use pretending. This writer is sick in the mind and sick in the heart.
Yeah. Boys. Yeah, come on.
Woo!
Yeah, freak out. Boys. Sun shines down to come to town. Set your body free to come to town. Hold me tight, my love, tonight. Tell me you'll be mine. Everybody, summertime love, you remember me. Everybody, summertime love, be my lover, be my baby. Boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys. For a good time, I'm ready for your love. Stay around, the sun goes down. Stay around, the sun goes down. Babe, I'm feeling right. Take the chance, the love romance. Have some fun tonight. Everybody, summertime love. You remember me. Everybody, summertime love. Be my lover. Be my baby. Boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys, get ready for my love. Boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love. Boys, I'm dreaming of you. Boys, I'm thinking about you. Everybody, summertime love, you remember me. Everybody, summertime love, be my lover, be my baby. Boys, I'm looking for a good time. Get ready for my love. Hey, boys, I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love. And I'm looking for a good time. And I'm looking for a good time. Boys, I'm ready for your love.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.
Thank you.
hips, yeah. I can't tell you why.
I'm a little man.
I'm nobody in particular.
I'm a small man.
But I mean, it's fantastic. It's just something you should listen to.
Eclectic Dyspepsia. It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zor.
Can't be duplicated or recycled.
I am a traveler, a wanderer.
I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station.
Dante's Hot Tub with your host, Juan Rapido.
What a bummer!
On Radio Valencia, Wednesday, 8 to 10.
Elton, take me away!
Thank you very much. You've been a delightful audience.
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, that's all the fucking time. I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children's.
That's the old standard, Am I Blue, in a brand new, up-to-date version. But people first heard it this way. The year, 1929. A song, a songwriter, and a singer.
Was I gay till today? Now he's gone and we're through. Am I blue?
Then, from a songwriter's inspiration, came one of 1929's biggest hit records.
Am I blue? Am I blue? When these tender desires fill in you. Am I blue? You'd be too. If each girl with your man would fill through.
Musically, a great deal has happened in three decades. Today's hit single needs a lot more. A catchy sound, a catchy rhythm, a catchy voice.
Was I gay to
everyone making singles looks for that elusive hit sound that can bring a recording artist $50,000 for an hour's work. The arranger makes his contribution when he reaches into his bag of tricks. He thinks of instrumentation, maybe an electric organ. No, that's not right. Maybe trumpets. No, not right again. How about rock and roll? Maybe, but let's try Latin. Or maybe the big band sound. However, this is a vocal single. So maybe we'd better introduce our arranger, Carl Brandt, to our vocalist, Joni Summers. Joni, meet Carl.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Joni. Joni, have you ever sung this song before?
No, I haven't.
Well, it's a great old tune, and I think you'll enjoy it. Let's see, let's try it in F, huh?
Am I blue? Do I?
Yeah, I think you're right. Let's try it and see, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Is this K-OK for you?
Fine.
Good. Well, we'll do that. Now, let's see. What about tempo? Let's try it about this tempo, huh?
Am I blue? Am I blue? Ain't these tears
in
these
eyes? You don't look very happy with this kind of feeling here on this thing. Maybe this is a little too swingy for this day and age with rock and roll and so on. Wait a minute. I've got an idea for an introduction. Something like this. And in the band with the saxes and vibes, it'd sound like this. I think we need a little more into this introduction than just the saxes and vibes. To add a little interest, we can use a skip beat figure in the bass, using the bass trombone and the string bass on it.
A week passes. The arrangement is finished, a part for each musician is copied, and musicians are hired, and the studio is booked. The hour for recording arrives. The arranger, hearing his work for the first time, has some new ideas. Searching for that startling something that might help make this single a hit, the conductor asks the trombones for a special effect.
Now, boys, will you try something? And, Thorny, we're going to do a... The boys are going to pop their mouthpieces with the palm of their hand. And we
never get them out
for a sound. Bar 39, please.
It may take half an hour until everyone's happy with the arrangement. And then a tense young vocalist steps up to the mic.
Joni, it's your turn on mic. Let's take this whole arrangement from the top.
All right.
Okay, here we go. From the top right here. One, two, three,
so that the band won't be picked up on Joni's mic, she's placed in an isolation booth with a directional mic.
Am I blue? Am I blue?
Joni, what are you making some noise back there? I can't seem to figure what it is.
I'm tapping my feet.
Better try it with your shoes off this time.
All right.
But that's just one of the unexpected sounds that sometimes interrupt recording sessions.
Okay, from the top again. One, two.
Bless you.
Accidental interruptions are one thing. Creative ones are another. Here, the conductor teaches Joni something about interpretation.
Going into the change of key here, can you raise your pickups something like the trumpets are doing? Da 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 da.
Sure.
That,
sir?
Uh-huh. Okay, let's try it once more.
There you are.
Same spot. Here we go.
The producer, always searching for the right words as well as sound, has another idea.
Here we go. Am I blue? You'd be too if each plan with your man done fell through.
Now let's cut.
Was
Joni, if we can change the lyrics here from if each plan with your man done fell through to if you try, but your guy won't be true. You got that straight?
Got it.
Eventually, the performance is polished to everyone's satisfaction. Now the producer, conductor, vocalist, musicians, and engineers concentrate on recording the basic master take.
B-10,998, take 8.
Sounds like we finally have a good take. But there's one important part still to come. We've got to learn how Joni Summers becomes her own vocal trio.
Was a time I was his only one.
After the session, perhaps days or weeks later, Joni's back in the recording studio. Her only accompaniment is a set of earphones through which he hears her single voice as she first recorded it with the band.
I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely.
Listening to her voice track, Joni now sings a second part in harmony to her original solo.
I was his only one, but
and now, one final time through for three-part harmony.
Was a time I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one.
After this recording session, our master tape is ready. The song that was composed in 1929... like this.
Am I blue? Am I blue? When these tears in these eyes telling you.
Emerges three decades later as the brand new record everyone hopes will be a million seller.
Tears in these eyes telling you.
was a tie. I was his only one, but now I'm the sad and lonely one. Oh, was I gay till today?
Loneliness drives some girls to prostitution. It drives some men in another direction. The history of homosexuality is as long as the history of man. From the glory that once was Greece to the decadence that destroyed Rome, homosexuality has been both despised and idolized. Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, Frederick the Great, Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo are but some of the names that any homosexual will point to as examples of virility and a defense of his way of life. Though nothing new, homosexuality is having an upsurge since the war. Whether it is an actual increase or merely an increased public acceptance is a point to be argued. The Mattachine Society, an organization for homosexuals, claims that one male out of six is homosexual. Homosexuals no longer hide in shadows, giving secret signals of recognition to each other. But rather they have joined together into groups or clubs in an attempt to seek freedom and acceptability for their type of sexual inclination. They can be found in all walks of life and on any street in this lonely world, forever searching for whatever it is that drives them on.
Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.